Next individual, please.
740, request of Edith Gillis to address council regarding a proposal for permanent public art, historical displays, and interactive museum.
Good morning.
Thank you. Since June 18th, I've repeatedly tried to be on the agenda to have us consider and commemorate how our past, present, and hopefully future decisions as City Council and other Portlanders can educate, inspire a city, state, nation, and world. I don't know why I've had so many repeated technical problems on my part, but I want to thank ahead our council clerk for her incredible patience and forgiveness, her grace under pressure, and her ability to keep principal detail as well as the bigger picture, so that finally I'm here and I'm just so grateful. What I want to do is have us share a vision of what we can do in learning the lessons and blessings from our past and our current adversity, and do this to not only recognize how we are already leaders in the nation, for good or for bad, and how we can make that for the better. Imagine with me an outdoor permanent art installation, interactive museum, and a tourist in training designation. Destination. We would go from Southwest Bancroft at Moody, lot south, along the east side of the bike path, the riverside, that is now currently the Abolish ICE encampment. After we hopefully successfully and positively succeed in the purpose of the camp. Let's have it be Monarchs, Migration, and Multnomah Camp, in which we look at not only the monarch butterflies that have traveled between Canada and Mexico, and the ways in which the city of Portland has harmed the environment, killing our milkweed and our toxicity, but now is cleaning up our Superfund and other toxic sites, and is bringing back monarch butterflies, as we're looking at this being a migratory route of salmon, of beaver, and of elk, etc. And this also being a migratory area and a gathering of peoples and ideas. We've had over 30,000 years of First Nations coming to the Portland area from east of the Mississippi, as seen through purple shell from the other side, from the Gulf of Mexico, buffalo, carved walrus tusk. And so we can show how we've had people sharing ideas, the same route that Lewis and Clark were led by a young woman on, and how we can see how we've had centuries of the United States purposely moving people unfairly, and how we can change that to respect and to stop the separation of families, and how we can right the wrongs of our past and commemorate the ideas from monarchs from Russia, Japan, Hawaii, France, Great Britain, United States, and how we can not have that kind of robber baron, railroad baron mentality here, and commemorate all the awesome, wonderful things that the City Council and the people of Portland have been doing at Multnomah Camp to show the world a better way in which we can self-govern and right injustice.
Thank you. Appreciate it.